Welcome to Legendary Emo Dragon Show. I'm your host, Emo Dragon, and today I'll be reading about SCP-004. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Item number, SCP-004. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. When handling items SCP-0042 through SCP-004-13, proper procedure is vital. These items are not permitted to be moved off-site unless accompanied by two level 4 security personnel. Under no circumstances should any other component of SCP-004 be taken through SCP-0041. The effects of doing so are as yet unknown, and the current cost of experimentation makes further research impractical. Should any of the objects contained within SCP-0041 breach containment, or the facility be breached, the keys must be brought inside and door closed prior to activation of Site-62's on-site warhead. Unauthorized removal of keys from testing area is grounds for immediate termination. Level 1. Clearance is required for basic access to SCP-0041. Level 4 clearance is required for SCP-0042 to -13. Description. SCP-004 consists of an old wooden barn door, SCP-0041, and a set of 12 rusted steel keys, SCP-0042, through SCP-004-13. The door itself is the entrance to an abandoned factory and data expunged. Chronological history. 7-2-1949. A group of three juveniles trespassing on federal property near blank find the door. According to their testimony, they found a set of rusted keys in an iron lockbox and determined what door the keys unlock. The juveniles were taken into custody after they contact Sheriff Blank when one of their friends, SCP-004-CAS-01, goes missing. 7-3-1949. Local authorities find the severed right hand of SCP-004-CAS-01 8 kilometers from SCP-0041. Other parts of SCP-004-CAS-01's body are found scattered as far as 32 kilometers from the factory. Under interrogation, the apprehended juveniles tell authorities that upon the opening door of one of the keys, SCP-004-CAS-01 was torn into several pieces, each of which disappeared. At this point, the SCP Foundation takes over the investigation. 7-4-1949. SCP Agent Blank obtains the keys from local authorities to begin testing. Tests show that SCP-0042 through SCP-004-13 all fit into a single lock on the large barn door. 12 Class D personnel are assigned to test the effects of the door. Of the 12 test subjects, each trying a different key to enter the room, only two survive. Opening the door with any key except SCP-0047 or SCP-004-12 caused the test subjects to be torn apart in multiple directions. However, no dismembered parts were found until later. At the time of writing, only two parts of each subject have been recovered, with the exception of the subject using SCP-004-blank, whose pieces were scattered in close proximity. The others have, for all intents and purposes, vanished from existence. Of the two surviving subjects, only one, having used SCP-0047, returned unharmed. The other came back in near catatonic state, able to only to remove himself from the room and then collapse on the floor, and had to be restrained to prevent him from gouging out his eyes. See Appendix A, Mental Health Effects of SCP-004. The subject of using SCP-0047 said that he had entered a large room, impossibly big for the size of the attached building. After his exit, SCP-0041 was propped open, and an armed squad of Level 3 personnel entered. The size of the room is impossible to measure, and the door frame and individuals in the room are the only part of the room that can be felt or illuminated. 7-16-1949. The juvenile suspects and Sheriff Blank are terminated. 8-2-1949. Blank is declared a hazardous area due to unexploded ordnance, and fences erected in order to prevent civilian ingress. Tests to determine safety of exposure to environment behind SCP-0041 begin. 12/1/1950. Space-time anomalies resulting from exposure SCP-004 are confirmed. Testing is suspended until further notice. 7/2/19. The unaccounted for remains of SCP-004-CAS-01 appear unexpectedly outside SCP-0041. Despite being killed decades before, the remains of SCP-004-CAS-01 are not decomposed in any manner and are still warm to the touch. Blood remains uncoagulated. The remains are remanded for testing. 7/4/19. The unaccounted for remains of one of the 12 original test subjects appear in similar manner to those of SCP-004-CAS-01. The remains have been designated for SCP-004-CAS-02. Records show that both SCP-004-CAS-01 and CAS-02 used SCP-004-blank. 3/21/1999. With the massive proliferation of nuclear weapons and World War III only blank years away, construction has begun on a site inside SCP-0041. The site is the stock supplies for blank person days. 4/21/1999. Blank has ordered the site inside SCP-0041 to be expanded to include emergency storage for all mobile SCP-blank specimens in a blank petabyte database for all the storage of all SCP data. The facility is now referred to as Site-62. 9/25/2000. Site-62 is operational. Labs and containment units are complete and can contain the most dangerous specimens. Backup of the SCP database has begun. 1/25/2001. Due to time anomalies, see space-time anomalies below, all personnel working at Site-62 are now required to reside on site permanently. Families of personnel are to be informed that loved ones perished in an industrial accident. Cloned bodies have been prepared for funeral. 8/14/2003. Massive power outage across Northeast United States and through Canada. Due to initial failure of multiple SCP generators, Site-62 was without power for 53 minutes. During those 53 minutes, those on site were completely without any source of light. It reported sensing creatures and people, although no abnormal entities could be seen or felt. Selected facility personnel were allowed to read blank, Appendix A, and said the creatures sensed were of humanoid size, but otherwise similar to the massive green creature described. Space-time anomalies. SCP-004 seems to propagate spatio-temporal anomalies. Personnel leaving the facility report losing time. Those who have been in the site for weeks insist that they had only been in the facility for several days, and records of work completed and supplies consumed could support their claims. Other temporal anomalies involve SCP-0042 through -13, especially the reappearance of SCP-004-CAS-01 and SCP-004-CAS-02 exactly blank years after using SCP-004-blank. Blank has been assigned to investigate all aspects of these time anomalies. Spatial anomalies include the impossible large dimensions of the area opened by SCP-0047. Similarly, the 2003 blackout incident suggests that there exists an alternate plane of existence within the same space that Site-62 occupies. Additional notes. Testing on SCP-004 reveals that 10 of the keys opened SCP-0041 on a dimension where laws of physics and topology are significantly different than those of our own home dimension. Test subjects meeting these hostile conditions are torn apart, their bodies parts deposited in various locations, only three of which have been verified to be on Earth. Material deposited at two of these points appears immediately. Material deposited at the third appears exactly blank years in the future. The other seven locations are currently unknown. Current testing focuses on two avenues of research. The first is finding ways to survive SCP-004's hostile topologies. The second, data expunged, suggests that SCP-0042 to Two, through negative 13 may open doors other than SCP-0041. Appendix A, mental health effects of SCP-00412. All Class D personnel using SCP-00412 return in catatonic state, unable to speak. Some have enough energy left to try to claw out their eyes. Of the 16 subjects, only 4 survived. Only one has regained speech following long-term psychotherapy. He was able to tell the psychiatrist that he saw a massive green creature, so large that much of its body extended beyond his field of view. He reported in it fear and sudden recognition, as if it were something buried deep in his primal fears, and forced implantation of incomprehensible memories. Subject displays acute intergrade and retrograde amnesia. Appendix B, additional information. Item number SCP-00414. Date of discovery, 9-2-1950. Origin of object. Object was discovered elsewhere in factory area in the previously undiscovered manager's office. Description. Object appears as a large, unvarnished wooden box. The box may be unlocked by the safe key, SCP-0047, as well as the 5 unsafe keys. See document SCP-0041. Upon unlocking SCP-0414 with SCP-0047, the box opens automatically on hinges. The volume of the space inside is precisely 5 times greater than the outer dimensions imply. Items placed within the while the lid remains open do not affect the weight or any other properties of the box. When the lid is closed and locked, however, all items inside vanish irretrievably. Personnel locked inside the box are also irretrievable, although losing personnel in this fashion appears to affect significantly the dreams experienced by Data Expunged. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'm sorry I had to clear my throat like 6,000 different times. I don't know what's wrong with my throat right now, because it never does that. Like, rarely I have to clear it. Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. Bye. Legendary Emo Dragon Show!